This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
21 minutes past 11. Levi Ndo, always a pleasure. Good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning to you, Lukona. Good morning to the listeners of Power FM.
I won't call you a political animal, but somebody who follows you know, our political landscape here in the country, the last weekend provided a great deal of entertainment. Many people saying they are fetching their popcorn, just as we were seeing. I mean, I've never seen media statements being churned out at the rate at which they were. Let's talk a bit about the city of Johannesburg. To your mind, Levi, how difficult is it to how difficult is it going to be to form a stable coalition? Because it seems as though there's none in offering as yet.
Well, I think it's going to be quite difficult. It's going to be difficult because some political parties have already made pronouncements on whom they are really prepared to work with. And also at the same time, I think there was also a general understanding that all political parties except the ANC and the EFF can still work together, and that has not been the point. I think what also frustrates the situation in the city of Johannesburg is that the IFP and the Patriotic Alliance have already entered into an alliance with the ANC.
Yes.
And that actually reduced the numbers of those that want to form an alliance or a coalition mainly against the ANC and also isolating the EFF.
Mm.
But I think it's also important to note that as we're speaking now and as councillors are being sworn in now, negotiations are still going on.
It's not over, you say?
It's not over. There are people that are seated in some offices somewhere who are busy communicating.
And WhatsApp and messages or Telegram are probably very active right now.
Yes, and unfortunately, or fortunately, if we're able to look at the councillors, most of them might be checking their phones on what next they are supposed to be doing. But I think there is something that we have actually, that I've actually observed, Lukona.
Yes.
Is that if different political parties cannot be able to reach an agreement after receiving these results on the 4th of November, and up until today, they haven't reached an agreement, I think then even though they might come to an agreement now to have a coalition, the possibilities that we might be heading for a disaster. But if indeed these negotiations are prolonging because they are building a strong foundation, maybe the foundation will be firm for them to work together. But the different situation is that we're dealing with numbers.
Yeah.
And we're also dealing with politicians who have been contesting each other some few days ago, and now they need to reach an agreement so that they form a government. It's not an easy adjustment to make.
Now, Levi, I want to come back to, as we are appreciating that we are dealing with politicians and these people were contesting each other, I want to come back. I mean, you were listening in on my conversation with Lerato, saying, you know, all she's observing are really just cheerful people. And in fact, you will find that people are greeting each other from across the party lines and party divide in that particular seating. How dangerous or effective is the fact that coalition talks tend to be led by national leaders who don't sit in those local councils? And yet you might find that, in fact, in local councils, if the power to negotiate these coalition arrangements were devolved, we could actually end up with very curious coalition agreements, given how councillors, with their previous experience and familiarity with each other, relate to one another and possibly see allies where the national leaders might not.
Lukona, I think it's important to note There is a possibility that there are people who are seated in council now who are not sure of how they are actually going to vote now as we speak.
Irrespective of what their party leadership has said.
Yes, because they still have to wait for a final instruction from their leaders.
Mm.
But I think also our situation is informed by the fact that the coalition as presented now from 2016 is something quite very new, and different political parties are very cautious when they enter into these coalitions.
Mm.
But at the same time, even though it started in 2016, there are some experiences wherein some political parties are saying, based on the experience that we have, we wouldn't love to work with party A or party B because of what has actually happened in the past. But I think what you're raising is something quite crucial, in the sense that these local people or councillors that have been sworn in are the very same people who understand the dynamics of their areas very well. These are the people who are rooted within the communities, and I think they understand their communities best than the national leaders that are busy negotiating. And for me, I think it might also have been quite easier and possible to give confidence to these people who are sitting today to be able to make their own arrangements and coalitions amongst themselves, as long as that is actually going to be in the best interest of the citizens, but also not necessarily moving away or very far from their political principles. Because as the situation stands now, we now have councillors who are being treated like little babies. All they do is to wait for instructions, and they actually vote based on the information they get from their principals. And I think it actually takes away some of the powers and confidence from these councillors that have been elected.
And I wonder if does it not circumvent the very essence of local government elections, where we are offered individuals to be entrusted with the governance of a municipality, but the real determination where the municipality is hung comes externally?
Well, that is quite unfortunate, because that is the situation that is actually being presented to us. You are now seeing a political party that only has got two or three seats, having a lot of powers to determine the leadership of the council. And that in its own, it's actually done disregarding the voters themselves.
Mm.
Because the expression of the voters should also be felt, in my view, when these kind of coalitions are being discussed. But another aspect as well that I've observed is that some parties seem to be wanting to assume the responsibility of being the owners, or those that want to be in charge of all the political parties that have to enter into an alliance.
Levi, you are starting a new point. I think I'd asked you for 11:30, but let's see if we can't negotiate something. I'm late for news. Let's see if we can't negotiate something for us to wrap up this point, but also delve a little deeper into what happens when a party starts to assume that lead role when it comes to coalition making. I had the ACDP on the show last week, and they were very circumspect about that issue, saying that they've learned from the past. They don't want to be swallowed into arrangements where they are erased. 0861-987-000. People of power, please do dial in and share your view. A crucial day this morning, as we see a variety of municipal councils sitting. A speaker has been elected by just one vote, I'm told, in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mguni. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Now we are talking, 26 minutes to the hour, 12:00. Please do keep your calls coming in on 0861-987-000. The race is tight. They say there is a race that must run. There is a victory to be had. Hey, give me power. Hey, that's what they are looking for this morning. Power in Hang local municipalities. Levi, you were getting us into the appreciation of some parties wanting to almost be the leaders, not only of the coalition talks, but of the coalitions themselves, seemingly not willing to share the spoils at all.
That is the unfortunate situation that I've actually observed. It appears as if some parties want to be seen as being the leaders of all these political parties or of all the smaller parties, and they actually want to dictate terms. And I think the other very dangerous area that most political parties are getting involved in is that they are always, or they are quick to make pronouncements when the processes are still unfolding. And that is why, in my view, we must still get a lot of surprises coming in, because as you and I have said earlier on, there are still discussions that are actually going on. But the other very interesting aspect is that the same parties that other political parties have announced that they are gonna work with are now becoming a factor.
Yeah.
And I think that is a potential to change the entire complexion of some of the local municipalities.
In fact, Levi, to your point about, you know, meetings still happening, I'm not so sure if I'm entirely correct, but my impression was that the Northern Alliance, at least in the attempted sitting last week at Nelson Mandela Bay, was in actual fact on the side of then Mayor Ngaba Banga. But this morning we've just seen a councillor of the Northern Alliance winning the speaker position one vote up on the DA. Seems like they might have switched sides at the last minute, and maybe also influenced by the decision of the ANC National Executive Committee yesterday when they confirmed Eugene Johnson as their a mayoral candidate in that municipality, because the Northern Alliance in that northern community very much interested in issues that affect the colored community and so on. Do you, as you are saying, these last minute things, what should you say we must watch out for as we look at these votes and maybe just last minute surprises?
Well, if you look at the city of Johannesburg, of course the EFF is going to be a factor, and the ANC is also going to be a factor. The fact that all these other political parties seem to be disintegrating, it actually brings back the ANC and the EFF into the picture. We don't know with which parties they are actually going to be negotiating with, but you have the central person in Herman Mashaba. And even though Herman Mashaba has made pronouncement earlier about not working with party A or party B, anything can still happen, because the interest of politicians is to gain power. And they are going to demonstrate, these politicians, to all of us that they don't want to go back to the elections. They have an opportunity to have power. And I think also our politicians should show some degree of maturity and say, let's put our differences aside and let's ensure that council is constituted and indeed we have a political leadership come the end of business day today.
In fact, talking about that, just my hunch on that, Levi, I'm seeing news just in the Nelson Mandela Council. The ANC councillor has, in fact, Eugene Johnson become elected the new executive mayor, winning it by one vote to Ngaba Banga of the DA, who got 59 votes, and Johnson walking away with 60 votes. And as you say, that the EFF will actually matter in the city of Johannesburg. They had in some instances indicated that they might just choose to abstain, but the fact of the matter coming out from Nelson Mandela Bay, where the EFF has 8 seats, they did not abstain there. How great or important are these developments?
Well, they confirm what we've been talking about earlier on, that until the last minute, these negotiations are going to be going on. And remember, in case where you have got smaller parties and independent candidates, you have got someone who is able to be persuaded at any given time. When the time to vote comes, anything is actually going to happen. The most interesting part of this situation is that the ANC and the EFF have been very consistent with their statements. They said, we are open for negotiations with anybody, and then it is up to those that have already made pronouncements to approach them. And also, you can't move without these parties because you need the majority to constitute government. Now that you have got the IFP and the PA on the other side, then others might still be persuaded. But if you look at the developments in the city of Tshwane, wherein a number of political parties seem to be angered by the developments going on, it might also have an impact or an influence on what is actual, what has to be the outcome in the city of Johannesburg.
It's going to be a long day, Levi. And of course, I just want to ask you a parting shot. I know I've held you longer. I've got James on the line. James, I'll come to you, but let me release Levi. Talking about the city of Johannesburg, it seems as if whatever happens there today might have material impact of what happens in the capital city of Tshwane tomorrow.
Indeed. As long as these negotiations are being done by national leaders, obviously it will have an impact not only in the city of Tshwane but in all other different municipalities. But I think what is to be primary amongst our political leaders is to ensure that they put the citizens first, and whatever decisions they make, the citizens should be the beneficiaries.
Levi Ndo, always a pleasure, buddy.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.